Oriona, Book 1, Legacy. Kai, Hangar Bay, C, Edgepoint Station.
The cold metal of an abandoned shipping container bit into Kai's back, seeping through his thin shirt and straight into his spine. 10 meters ahead, Val crouched behind her own stack of crates, her silver-streaked hair barely visible as she ducked lower to avoid another barrage. He shifted his weight, muscles tense as he surveyed the chaos unfolding beyond their temporary shelter. To his left, a Centurion freighter loomed, its hull catching the bay's harsh lighting, casting deep shadows that could swallow an entire squad. On the right, a Rothari transport's chrome-plated exterior scattered reflections like a broken mirror, turning the firefight into a disorienting storm of light and energy. Between them, the Oriona sat sleek and waiting, dwarfed by the surrounding bulk. Their position left only two ways in or out, north and south.
"Pre-flight to go,"
Kellen said over the comm.
"Heading down. No point letting you guys get shot at alone."
Kai peeked through the gaps in the cargo stacks. An Asa squad lugged their gravity mine closer, advancing in short bursts. They lacked good cover, though, and he recognized their pattern. Behind him, sparks rained from the docking clamp as Dr. Jengu and Jotter worked inside a triangle of deflector shields to remove Edgepoint Station's metal docking clamp. Each bolt of enemy fire rippled across their defensive energy grid with enough force to rattle Kai's teeth. He checked his shield readout, the display casting his skin in warning yellow. 47% power remaining. Not enough for what he could see coming. The spare portable deflector pressed against his spine. Quality gear. But equipment had never been what kept him breathing on Edgepoint. He returned his focus to the Asa team and the slow progression of the gravity mine towards the ship that was his ticket off the station. Suddenly, the deck plates began to vibrate harder, rising from steady background noise to something that drowned everything else out. His mind clicked through possibilities until the answer surfaced like a marked call. The Centurion freighter's drive core was spinning up for emergency launch procedures. The rare minerals in its hold would make any captain nervous, especially with energy weapons treating their berth like a shooting gallery. Val's sharp intake of breath caught his attention.
"They've been waiting for this."
Each word of her voice carrying the weight of shit was about to get real. The deck plates trembled as the Centurion freighter's engines roared to life, drowning out the Oriona's steady thrum with a sound that was all urgency and raw power. Kai glanced just in time to see the massive ship's docking clamps disengage, bright arcs of plasma sparking as it lifted off. The air shimmered under the exhaust, and then the freighter surged forward, rising into the hangar bay's exit tunnel like a leviathan slipping into open waters. Light flooded the space where shadows had been, and with it came the flashes of weapon fire. Kai barely ducked back in time, a burst of energy sizzling past his head and scorching the crate beside him.
"Cover's blown!"
Val snapped, already pivoting to fire off a shot. Her bolt found its mark, sending one of the Asa mercs sprawling, but the rest adjusted fast, fanning out in a coordinated assault.
"They're everywhere now,"
Kai stressed into the comm, shifting to a low crouch and squeezing off a few rounds to keep the nearest merc pinned. He didn't wait to see if it hit. He knew the numbers weren't on their side anymore. The freighter's departure had opened them up to half the hangar bay, and the mercenaries were flooding into the space with a vengeance. From above, Nix's turret spat fire into the deck. Carving up another group of mercenaries.
"You're welcome,"
Nix crowed. He grimaced.
"That turret won't hold them all off."
He looked toward the clamp station, where Dr. Jengu and Jotter were still buried in a hail of sparks and hurried adjustments.
"Doc,"
Kai called out, strain finally edging into his tone.
"I hope you're close. Almost there,"
Dr. Jengu answered, He sounded calm, but Kai picked up on the strain. The shield control on Kai's wrist beeped a warning. He didn't have to glance at it knowing he had reached 25%. It was close enough to warrant exchanging it for his last power cell, but now every percentage point mattered. He ducked low, boots sliding across the deck as he propelled himself toward Val's position. She looked up sharply, her expression tight but controlled, as he landed beside her. He slapped down one of his two stationary deflectors. The shield shimmered to life, a translucent dome that bought them a precious few seconds. "Take a breath," he said, voice calm despite the chaos. "We've got a moment, weapons first, then we take out the mine." Val didn't argue. She hit the recycling button on her pulse pistol, the weapon revving as it recharged.
"The power levels on that gravity mine are spiking,"
she said, glancing at the data pad mounted to her arm.
"We've got them pinned enough that they may try to launch it, but if I can get to it, I can disable it. Permanently."
Kai leaned out just far enough to survey the hangar. The Mercs were converging, emboldened by the freighter's exit, and their fire was heavier now, coordinated. Through the haze of energy discharges, he traced the path to the gravity mine. It was closer to the Oriona than he liked, but the mercenaries hadn't committed yet. That was their weak point.
"Kai!"
Val's shout brought him back as a fresh volley of weapon fire rained down. The deflector lit up bright under the onslaught, holding steady but reminding him that even good tech had limits. "I see it," he replied evenly, shifting his attention to their flank. Now, they were pinned. Kellen's voice cut through the comms.
"Heads up!"
The hatch hissed open and Kellen stepped out. The Mark III shield generator locked to his back, creating a walking fortress. Ryan had nearly buckled under its weight, but on Kellen it settled like a piece of a tailored suit. His repeater rifle snapped into position. Then he moved. Kellen's suppressive fire lit up the bay, hammering into the mercenary's flank with relentless bursts. They broke formation instantly, scattering behind whatever cover they could find as energy bolts tore through their previous positions. Kai watched as Kellen advanced through the chaos, the Mark III's shield absorbing incoming shots and ripples of dark green energy. This was no simple rescue. Kellen had deliberately split the battlefield, drawing fire toward himself while creating a usable escape corridor. His tactical positioning ate away at Asa's territory, forcing the mercenaries to divide their attention. As he pressed forward, those at the far edge began falling back, abandoning hard-won positions. And in that space he created, Kai and Val had their shot.
"South's clear,"
Kellen shouted.
"Move!"
Kai met Val's gaze, a wordless exchange passing between them. This was it. No second chances. They bolted. Kai scooping up the portable field generator he had dropped a moment earlier, its protective energy disappearing, his hand lifting it over his head, releasing it with a soft click as its magnetic lock secured it to his back. Val pushed ahead, her Mark II catching stray shots, the impact sending waves across its field. Kai's own shield bled power fast, its glow shifting to an ominous red. The mercenaries adjusted quick. They saw the weak link.
"Kids got weak shields!"
Focused fire slammed into their path. Kai broke right, diving behind a crate just as a bolt seared past his shoulder. Val pressed forward, sliding to the mine, popping open a side panel before plunging into the mess of tangled wiring. In a moment of Merc reloads, Kai dropped next to her, tossing out the small bubble deflector. The dome sprang to life, a thin barrier between them and the hellstorm outside. It wouldn't hold forever. The mine's control panel pulsed with unfamiliar symbols, their sharp glow intensifying in steady, warning beats. Too close.
third-gen Octomine,
Val said, fingers working methodically through the wires. Kai kept his eyes on the battlefield. That's good news?
To me, yeah.
She didn't look up, her voice steady, her hands even steadier.
I've worked on one of these before.
Across the hangar, the mercenaries regrouped in the Centurion freighter's absence, tightening their formation. More confidence. More coordination. They weren't just reacting anymore, they were adapting.
Helen here,
came a voice over the comms, rough with exertion.
I'm holding them, but they're spreading out fast.
Kai watched Kellen through the shifting cover of cargo crates. He was a wall of controlled fire, but even he had limits. His shield wavered with each impact, and the mercenaries had started flanking attempts. Val, Kai stressed, his voice taut with urgency.
Almost there,
she shot back, her focus unwavering. A burst of motion in the haze of weapon smoke snapped Kai's attention sideways. Two figures surged through the shifting gray. He reacted instantly, firing two rapid shots. The first merc went down clean, spinning into the path of an automated loading crane. The machine's metal arm scooped up its new cargo without hesitation and continued its routine as though nothing had changed. The second Ossa soldier hit like a shockwave, the force slamming Kai to the deck. The impact knocked the air from his lungs, steel plating a blur as they rolled in a chaotic tangle of limbs and momentum. They broke apart and Kai's stomach clenched. He recognized the tattooed bands creeping up the man's neck. The same enforcer who'd tried to muscle his way onto the Oriona earlier. The merc's predatory smile widened, the lines around his eyes hardening with satisfaction.
Remember me? You little station rat punk. Your captain should have hired us. Now we're gonna impound the ship and sell it for scrap.
Kai spat blood onto the deck, his mind racing as he calculated angles and odds. The guy had at least 40 pounds of substance-enhanced muscle working in his favor. But Kai had survived Edgepoint's lower levels by knowing when to press an advantage and when to create one. Kai wiped his mouth, tilting his head just enough to sell the look. Oh, right. You're the reject that didn't even make it to the door. Adorable. His voice landed like a knife, sharp, provoking. The merc's smirk twisted, turning into a snarl. There it was. The moment emotion took over. The tattooed brute lunged. Kai tried to sidestep, but underestimated the man's enhanced speed. A steel grip caught his waist, causing shirt and trouser fabric to tear. As Kai attempted to twist away, years of station brawls kicked in, his instincts overriding instinctual panic. Redirect the momentum. Use their weight against them. The sound that tore from Kai's throat was pure survival as they rolled, shoving the larger man forward. The brute had overextended, sending him stumbling. Without hesitation, Kai drew his smaller sidearm and fired. Three rapid shots straight for center mass. A green burst of energy ran across the muscular torso of the merc as his personal shield flared to life, absorbing the impacts in three successive ripples of dark green energy. Kai's teeth clenched as he saw it. Mark II personal shield, full strength. Behind that protective field, the merc's expression shifted, eyes widening for a split second before settling into a smirk. The shift in emotion wasn't quick enough to hide the glimpse of true fear in what they both knew. Without that shield, he'd be bleeding out on the deck instead of standing there. A manic rage smile spread across the brute's face as he started forward. Then he heard it. A familiar mechanical rotation. Kai spun on pure instinct as the Oriona's turret tracked into position. Nyx didn't hesitate. Concentrated fire rained down, each impact chipping away at the merc's defenses. The brute's shield integrity bled from green to yellow, to orange, to a pulsing, critical red.
You must have fucked.
The mercenary's curse dissolved into a scream as the shield collapsed and whatever followed. Kai didn't need to see. The wet crunch behind him said enough about the finality of Nyx's accuracy. Kai twisted back toward Val. She was kneeling over the gravity mine, its disassembled core laid out in the kind of meticulous chaos only she could make sense of. A wave of static burned against Kai's skin. Ionized air, thick with weapons discharge, acrid heat clawing at his throat. The distinctive whine of military-grade repeaters cut through, but it was different. They were coming from above. Two Asa mercenaries had claimed the maintenance catwalks, their tactical advantage bought with either courage or stupidity. Energy bolts stitched a pattern across the deck plating, forcing Kai to roll behind a cargo container and away from Val's position.
"We've got the clamp,"
Dr. Jengu's voice carried through the comm.
"Everyone fall back to the ship. Almost got this neutralized,"
Val replied without looking up, her hands steady despite the chaos. The shield bubble Kai had dropped for her sparked and died, leaving her with only her Mark II personal generator.
"Can't risk leaving it functional."
Something metallic caught the hangar's light as it arced through the air. Kai's eyes locked onto the cylinder's distinctive markings. A mini EMP, military grade. The kind of tech that turned up in crime lord inventories and black market raids. His warning died in his throat as the device detonated, washing the Oriona in waves of electromagnetic interference. Nyx's turrets went dark with a cascade of sparks. Without Nyx's covering fire, Val's Mark II shield flared deeper orange, holding but bleeding power fast. The air around them crackled with the stench of ionized particles and weapons discharge, searing Kai's lungs with each breath. But Val's attention remained locked on the mine, her hands navigating its internal architecture with unwavering dedication, as if the firefight around them was happening in another universe. Through the chaos, Kai watched Ryan and Jotter retreat toward the Oriona's waiting ramp. At the threshold, Jotter hesitated, his spherical head rotating toward them with painful deliberation, his wide optical blue orbs falling on Val. Kai had seen that look before. In the dingy corners of Edgepoint, when someone watched family walk into trouble, they couldn't stop.
"Jotter, go!"
Val's command rang sharp over the chaos, punctuated by a plasma bolt slamming into the deck near the bot's feet. Jotter resisted, his frame visibly vibrating with calculations, before ultimately disappearing through the Oriona's open hatch, just as another round scorched the space he had occupied. Ahead, Kellen had repositioned the deflector units, carving out a narrow escape corridor. A straight shot to survival. Kai's mind ran the math, the angles, the probabilities. Instinct doing what it always did. Find the fastest route with the best odds. Everything in him demanded he take it. Move. Live. His contract was with Oriona. These people weren't in the calculation, not Val, not any of them. The mission parameters were clear. Operate the weapon systems, follow orders, collect payment. 8 years on Edgepoint had taught him the worthlessness of words like loyalty or trust. Survival meant staying detached, calculating odds, eliminating variables that could get you killed. His feet moved. It wasn't a decision, not really. It was muscle memory. Kellen had given him an exit, a clean break, and he took it. The hatch's warm glow burned in his periphery, almost there. His attention cut to Val, still crouched over the mine. Her shield wavered dangerously, fracture lines spreading across its failing matrix. Every impact brought it closer to collapse, and she knew it. But her hands never stopped moving, never hesitated. Leaving her meant living. It meant getting out of this place alive. He repeated his new mantra. That was the deal. Follow orders. Get paid. Move on. This was the drift line. Another step, another heartbeat, another reinforcement of the Iron Law Edgepoint had hammered into his bones for 8 years. Survive first, survive always. Then, a sound. A metallic ping. The sound cut through plasma fire and shield discharge, impossibly clear against the chaos. The unmistakable ring of credit against steel. His head snapped down, tracking the glint of Iowa's credit chip as it tumbled across the deck plating. His fingers snatched it from the air, a movement born from a thousand rigged card games, from dim bars and desperate nights spent clinging to whatever scraps of fortune he could claim. But as the metal pressed against his palm, its familiar weight transformed into something unbearable. It held not just credits, but everything Iowa had ever believed about him. His body froze, blood rushing in his ears, drowning out the barrage of weapon fire whizzing past. The warm amber lights of the Oriona's interior beckoned him forward. Safety, certainty, survival. He was so close. Three more steps and he'd be through. The heat of another explosion warmed his back. He could die out here. He would die out here if he stayed. His eyes switched over to Val, her body hunched protectively over the mine, shoulders braced against each impact to her failing shield. She wasn't just saving their crew or their ship. The mine's power signature could ripple through six levels of the station's infrastructure, destroying life support, gravity containment, atmospheric processors. Thousands of lives, merchants, families, others like him, all hanging on her ability to disarm this thing before her shield failed. The credit chip burned against his palm like a brand. 8 years on Edgepoint had taught him that people were just obstacles or tools. Trust was weakness. Attachment was death. Survival required solitude. His feet rooted to the deck plating, throat tightening as something ancient and buried clawed its way to the surface. The old instinct screamed at him to run, to save himself, to stick to the rules that had kept him alive this long. Beneath that voice was a truth he'd buried since childhood. Being the one who walks away meant becoming the people who had walked away from him. His lungs burned as if filled with sand. His feet pivoted and he snatched up a deflector unit. Every fiber of his being howled at him to turn back as he sprinted toward Val's position. Energy bolts sliced around him, one passing close enough to singe his shirt, another cutting a hot line across his cheek. He didn't slow. The deflector launched from his grip, spinning through the air with absolute certainty. The protective dome materialized just as Val's failed, her last line of defense exploding in a shower of sparks. The gravity mine's death whine filled the hangar as its systems crashed. Val's sharp exhale carried what sounded like years of tension. But as she moved to stand, Kai caught the telltale glint of a weapon aligning with her back. Kellen's arrival hit like a meteor strike, his massive frame intercepting the incoming fire. His Mark III shield burned brilliant red, the device fatigued from covering the southern flank. Still, it absorbed the barrage as he shifted his repeater rifle to respond to the Asa mercenary, raising an energy pistol to Val's back. Several rounds and the awesome earth would never rise again.
Move!
Kellen's command thundered through the hangar, carrying the weight of combat experience. Kai's fingers locked around Val's arm as Kellen positioned himself behind them, the massive Mark III shield generator burning darker red as it absorbed more and more of the concentrated barrage. The distance to the Oriona's ramp felt infinite. Every meter bought with Kellen's willingness to take fire meant for them. A rush of air, a blur of motion, and then they were inside. All three collapsed onto the deck as they transitioned from Edgepoint's recycled atmosphere to the Oriona's filtered air. Jotter's servos rotated as the bot slapped the hatch controls, which shut with a mechanical hiss. The chaos outside cut off like a severed limb. Silence. Kai felt like he merged into the deck, his chest heaving, lungs screaming for air that suddenly felt too clean. The credit chip still clutched in his fist, its edges digging into his palm. He lay there, lungs burning, the cool deck plate pressing against his back. He turned his head, finding Val's eyes through the aftermath haze. Exhaustion lined her face, soot and sweat mapping the story of their escape. But something else lived in her expression that went deeper than words. Not just gratitude, but understanding. Ryan appeared above them, medical scanner sweeping their prone forms. The device chirped as it registered elevated heart rates, minor contusions, but nothing critical.
Am I the only one still on the clock?
Nix's voice carried from speakers above, tinged with levity but strained with tension.
That Belloros cruiser just dropped out of FTL, and it's looking very, very unfriendly.
A groan escaped Kai as his head fell back against the deck. Through half-closed eyes, he watched Kellen push himself up, fatigue evident in his movements, but determination unchanged. The pilot extended a hand to Val, helping her to her feet before offering the same to Kai. So this is what having a normal day job feels like, Kai said, surprised by the weight in his own voice as he took the pilot's hand. Kellen laughed, a genuine sound that cut through the tension, and clapped Kai firmly on the back as they ran towards the bridge. The gesture wasn't just casual, it carried acceptance, recognition. The kind of touch shared between people who'd faced fire together and come out the other side. Of belonging, of purpose, of hope.